Hello everyone, I'm Jesus.
And I'm Brianna.
Forensic psychology is a crossway between psychology and the justice system. It involves understanding criminal investigation, which often depicted as criminal profilers, who are able to almost physically seduce a killer's next move. Psychologists are often involved in custody disputes, insurance claims, and lawsuits. There are quiet professionals work in family courts and psych therapy service. Even investigate reports of child abuse and conduct visitation risk assessment. The working are in civil courts, often assess capacity, provide second opinion, and provide psychotherapy to crime victims. Professionals working in the crime courts conduct evaluation of mental competency, work with child witnesses, and provide assessment of juvenile and adult offenders. Salaries within forensic psychology can range greatly depending on the sector of employment, although most entry-level positions for those with a doctorate degree start out between $60,000 and $70,000 annually. A bachelor or master's degree generally holds the title of psychological assistant or psychological associate. For an assist or an associate, start around $35,000 or $40,000.
In private practice, who offer consulting services typically earn more in the $85,000 to $95,000 range. To become a forensic psychologist, you must need a doctoral degree. A degree typically takes 5 to 7 years of graduate study to complete, an admission into doctoral programs and highly competitive. After the education, training, and experience, forensic psychologists can apply for broad certification. Next, American Board of Forensic Psychology offers professionals the opportunity to be certified as a diploma of forensic psychology. Forensic psychologists need patience, creativity, and commitment, and really need to make sure to be interested in the study of both law and psychology. Students who are interested and enjoy the subjects may find forensic is the perfect career choice. Thank you for listening, and I really hope you look into both these jobs. In the next podcast, we will be talking about how forensic psychology and pathology relates to biology and compare both. Thank you.